Blog Talk Radio.
At Farmers, we've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything, even a UFH2O.
That's really not good.
It happened August 14th, 2008, and we covered it. Talk to Farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
I was pooping effective by clinical tests because some couldn't come to believe I was the best, so they tested me. And now they in the clinic, they almost arrested me because I did it. But I didn't mean to do it, but you had to mess with me, and then you blew it. Now you got to chew it and swallow it all. I guess that's the way that you bounce the ball, or something like that. My mother always told me, your mother always told me, baby homie, don't get mad because you don't get cheese, and I get extra cheese like pizza. You can't keep your girl because you can't please her. But let's get back to the fact that we're improving. So let me prove it, come on, let's move it. With the rhyme like a person, rehearsing like a verse in a chapter of a play, but I rap to not make money, though you might find it funny, but hey, I do it cause I like it, plus it is instructive, and listening to the mind cause it's mentally productive, and I am one who seeks special education, cause I can't learn from the system of my nation, that shit I say my residence run by their president, cause my mother and brother and father are from the motherland of another land called Jamaica, some of them say God, some of them say Jah is the maker, but I say why say, and who is to say, cause you make yourself what you are today. And only to yourself do you have to prove it. So come on, let's move it. To victory, me, I be marching, each and every day, reaching out to pay my respects and checks to everybody that helped me on the way to where I've gotten. Thanks a lot, and everybody out there buying records by the carton. Thanks to the banks and thanks to the label. Thank you everybody with my record on your turntable. Thanks to the sellers and the distributors. Everybody thank your mom cause she delivered us. Thanks to your pops, he gave the drops of life. Thanks to the Lord that stored the double knife that I used to fight evil. Like I fight suckers, damn I like them, so I wanna thank Smuckers. Thanks to my DJ and thanks to my producer. Thanks to the girls cause you let me seduce ya. Thanks to the posse around the way. And thanks to the fans that take the way. Just come into the dance, throw your hands in the air and groove it. Come on, let's move it.
Celebration starts right now.
Thank you. This is a product of WDNN. This is Informational Gurus, and I am your host, Antonia Batts. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, call in at 516-453-9133 and press star 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Tom Multimedia. Tonight's show is titled 2 Years of Viruses, Gone, 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 or Going, Going, Going. We are still not in the clear yet, but I can say this much. It is not unusual to know this. But would you believe there has been a 73% decrease in hospital viruses and response to emergency rooms, according to the authorities, reported a few days ago in the United States. Other countries have not yet been reported overall, but I did hear about Canada, 79.9%. So they even have a better rate of better improvement than we do. Other countries have not been reported overall, but there are a lot of mask mandates being lifted in public places, schools, and job sites. Some of us will here wear our masks, and we are individually convinced maybe not to wear them, or we may convince ourselves to continue to wear them. Plus, about Russia just starting to make the invasion Ukraine being announced as of tonight. There was a song that was created in about the early 1980s, which was titled War, What Is It Good For? The response in the song was absolutely nothing, and it was created by a group called War. We will talk about it. Plus, the economy. Is there a war waged against the have-nots through inflation, appreciation, and financial oppression? We will see. And there was a verdict on behalf of a 20-year-old named to be withheld. He was a driver of a vehicle that was stopped by a police officer. He was scared. He was trying to drive away and move away from her inside of his car as she grabbed a gun instead of the taser on her hip that shot him dead. The police officer, veteran of 26 years, cried at the hearing in court by the judge as a sentence. So what is your response? A few more details will be available. Well, the celebration of my 9th year here on WBNN is February 27, 2022. Thank you for listening and supporting my efforts. But before we proceed, I would love to honor, in honor of all types of things involved with medicine, her engagement project, medically related here in Philadelphia, and of course through other venues and other people outside of that group. But I will feel so honored to have this individual by the name of Dr. Alexander to come on, and if you'd like to list her affiliations, please feel free to do so. And if she definitely provide information about what the status is about the going situation of the virus, or is it there? We will be honored to hear from a wonderful expert like herself, because I tell you, to listen to this person, I have to place her on a pedestal along with the others who definitely didn't get the accolades I think they deserve, along with whoever is at the top, Fauci and whoever, because they all will not be recognized. There will be a lot of physicians and people of expert information. So with all that being said and ado, we have a wonderful 15 minutes to spend with Dr. Alexander, who can introduce you to her full name if she chooses. And I'd love to say, welcome, Dr. Alexander. You are definitely a person who needs to get their roses before anything, since where we don't get the opportunity to give you your roses, just like I would want to. How are you tonight?
Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm actually at the nursing home making rounds. so I have to keep the mask on. But I just wanted to basically share with the community the concept of herd effect. That's H-E-R-D effect. And my concern is what I'm going to share with my family. I do have some family members who, they don't live with me, niece-in-laws and nephews who, and one nephew who did not agree to get the vaccination. But I'm still working on them. I got my vaccine and I'm boosting my mother. She has her vaccine and she's boosted. So the question becomes, once restrictions are lifted, okay, that means they're looking at the percentage of persons vaccinated from an overall perspective. Now, Philadelphia, we've done pretty well overall, probably close to 70%, which is a number you want for the herd effect. But believe it or not, there are two specific areas to this city that are probably about 20 to 30% vaccinated. So meaning that those persons in those areas that are not vaccinated, once they lift the restrictions, they definitely, unfortunately, may have or could quite possibly come in contact with the virus and get very sick. And that's important to understand because the herd effect looks at the majority, okay? And we are going to have individuals who did not get vaccinated. The herd effect basically decreases the transmission. In other words, if the virus comes into the herd of a group that's already vaccinated, more than likely before the virus leaves that area, it's going to be attacked because we have the antibodies to attack the virus. But if you are a person that is not vaccinated, you could still potentially have significant consequences of getting the virus. That's why we have to stay on the vaccine mandate and keep encouraging people to get vaccinated because the lifting of the restrictions is basically only going to help those who are vaccinated. It's not going to do anything for those who are unvaccinated. So those who are still not vaccinated, and especially if you have some immunocompromised diseases and you're still on the fence about whether or not you should get vaccinated, please get vaccinated. Because what you may do is you may think that you are in that group that is protected, but you're not. You're not in the group that's protected. And that's what we want to make sure that fallacy or that myth is removed. And I do think that when they start lifting the restrictions, I really think that we need to make sure that the unvaccinated are clear in reference to them understanding their potential risk. And you know, because I'm looking at all the news and everything, the talk about, you know, mask mandates are going to decrease and, you know, X, Y, and Z. But the unvaccinated is where I'm concerned. I am significantly concerned about them because they will definitely, if an unvaccinated person lifts their mask, it doesn't mean that they won't get COVID. When they're talking about mask mandates being lifted, they're looking at the majority of where the vaccinations have reached a significant level, and they're looking at the decrease of the virus, at least some of the variants. So that's my take on making sure that everybody understands that Omicron is still here. See, it's decreasing, but Omicron has not left. But they're looking at the percentage of cases versus the percentage of vaccinated areas as to whether or not they can lift the mask mandate. Okay? Questions, comments? Hello?
Thank you very much, Dr. Alexander. Producer, if there are any people that like to address that particular issue, please, by all means, do before we skip on to another subject after she leaves. We appreciate that.
Okay. I do have some people that want to come on. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to call right now. And it is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcaster nominee for the class of 2021 and our Anna Waddell Award-winning Host of the Year for that same year.
Hello.
Betsy the Truther.
Hi. Peace and blessings, my sister, my sister.
Hello.
Antonia.
Yes. Oh, peace and blessings to you, Sister Bessie. I just thought you wanted to consult our experts. So I will be very brief with you, if you don't mind, but I will gladly talk to you following all of this. Again, if he can bring her on, we appreciate it. Yeah.
No, I have something to say to her. I do have something
Alexander,
to say to
sure.
her.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I feel like this. I've been studying a long time. There is evidence all over the world that the people that got vaccinated still got the virus, still spread the virus. I'm a person that stays in my house. I very seldom go around anybody. And I feel like I have a choice. All this, every time somebody's saying that we got to do something, we are under control. This virus was created. They got another one coming called B2. So if you got the shot, whether you got two shots, the booster, and people still got the virus. So the vaccine never did work. It never did work because a lot of people still died. A lot of people still got the coronavirus, still got it, even after they was vaccinated.
Can I respond to that?
Okay, please allow Dr. Alexander to speak.
Can you respond?
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Lucy. I know you have an answer to that because I've heard of something like that before.
Yeah, so go back and finish seeing my patient, but when you read the data, the key with the vaccine, in some people it may prevent the actual getting sick of the virus, but in other people it may decrease the level of sickness. And that's very clear. When you read the CDC and you read the purpose of the vaccine, the whole concept was to decrease the spread. Now, in some people, Omicron was much more contagious than the Delta, okay? So, in other words, initially, like in January, if you went into a store and there were 20 people in the store and you were around that one person in the store, 1 in 20 chance of getting Omicron. That's how contagious it was, okay? So they're very clear when they explain the vaccine. The issue with the vaccine is to reduce the level of sickness, okay, and to reduce the level of hospitalization. There are a lot of people who were vaccinated who still got Omicron, but their level of sickness was to the point where they did not require hospitalization. And we have data that also shows that those persons who were in the hospital, majority of them were not sick because of the they were not sick because they were vaccinated. They were sick because of the absence of the vaccination and the ability of the deaths to form significant side effects.
That's where I know that this system has been lying to us so long about this virus. The vaccine was created in 6 months. According to what I've studied, is 2 to 10 years, the least at 5 years. I am suspicious of this, and I do well to protect myself. And I have a right before the Creator if I want something to be put in my body. And all the experiments that they have done in this world, experiments on people, and people were dying from all these experiments that they did. This is a gigantic experiment, and I'm not going to back down on that. I will not do that.
Well, she's not challenging you. She's only going on her studies.
I will.
I just want to say something to Antonio. So Dr. Alexander can address the next person.
Yes, Antonio, I just want to say to you. Next person in queue.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Alexander, out of all due respect.
Sister Bessie, go ahead. Hold on a second. Hold on, guys. Sister Bessie wants to say something to Antonio. Okay, here we go.
Antonio, yes. I wanted to say to you, congratulations for all that you have done for the network. You have been on there for 9 years, and I take pride in listening to you and supporting you, because there's nobody else on this podcast that has given more than you have. And I just want to say I love you.
God bless you. And I love you, Sister Bessie. Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Much respect.
I just wanted to make sure you understood that.
She's not challenging anyone. She's just basically
relaying
information from under her studies.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank you, and it's very kind of you, sweetheart. And I will definitely address you, if you don't mind, again, following that.
Thank you
very, very much, Sister Bessie, because I know your heart is sincere and in the right place. I just wanted to make sure we get a caller who wants to address the good doctor before she leaves, because there are going to be a couple of other questions, I'm sure, that
I want to make sure that people understand that, you know, just like people have a right to not be vaccinated, but what we forget is we have a right to be vaccinated. So I think that we've had two opposite sides of the coin there, reference to quote-unquote rights. So just like the group that does not want to be vaccinated, we respect you, we hear you, we respect that. But, you know, on the flip side of things, there is a group that wants to be vaccinated. So in keeping with understanding the rights of both groups, neither group, their rights should be adhered to. So if a person wants to be vaccinated, and if a person understands the concept of what potentially could happen if they are not vaccinated, then that person also has a right. And let's not forget, I know a lot of people bring up the history of experimentation with African Americans. I get that. But what we fail to sometimes bring to the forefront in reference to history is understanding the absence of healthcare toward us, even when the standards of care were very clearly delineated. And so during this COVID, I think there was extraordinary effort to make sure that the Black and Brown people definitely, if they, at least they were given the opportunity, if they wanted the vaccine clearly was made available for them. It may have been a little challenging to get to, but still right now it is still available. So I just want the Black and Brown folks to understand that if you, just like the person has a right to not be vaccinated, you also have that right to be vaccinated. And that's what we need to make clear about the equal and the equality of challenges. Because, you know, historically, I always give the story, this is a true story that I'm getting off the air, of the president of the NMA back in the 1920s. The NMA is the National Medical Association. And he received a letter from one of the presidents of the Southern Georgia Medical Society, stating that, you know, in the letter he goes on to say that, you know, African-American people have a high rate of TB back in the 1920s now because we don't care for ourselves. We're not clean, X, Y, and Z. This is what that person put in the letter. But the rebuttal letter written by the then president of the NMA said, my dear colleague, first, that's beautiful. He never discredited his colleague. He said, my dear colleague, he brought to the forefront that you're intelligent just like I'm intelligent. He said, you may have failed to recognize that TB is spread by aerosolization. Okay? So if one person in a home gets it within the African-American community, understanding that in 1920, there was redlining, especially in the North. We had 2 and 3 generations living in a 2-bedroom home, sometimes sharing a bathroom with 2 and 3 other families on the same floor, okay? So if one person got TB, we were barred from going to hospitals that could give us the treatment, and then we didn't have the economics. There was no insurance back in 1920. You had to pay cash. So understanding that concept, that we have come a long way. So the president helped another president of the NMA, the National Medical Association, helped another medical president understand the science of the disease. And that's all I'm saying. Understand the science of the disease. And if you want the vaccine, get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Have a conversation with your primary doctor, your specialist, or your pharmacist. Converse and make the best medical decision for yourself. God bless. Antonia, you're doing an excellent job. Yes. Keep moving.
God bless you, Dr. Alexander. I have much respect for this individual because regardless of what your suspicions are out there, everyone, and whether if you're correct or not correct about something, she will not mislead you. So I just want to verify that much about it. And do you have to leave automatically, or is there another person who can ask one more question, hopefully a short one?
Well, of course, our guest has left the building tonight. And, of course, you know, one thing that I want to make sure everyone does, this is a celebration. And, of course, you know, everyone has the right to their opinion. So we're going to, you know, that's what, you know, WBNN has always been about. So we'll be on these callers because we're celebrating the 9th anniversary of Antonia Bass. Call number 2, then we'll go on to call number 3, and then we'll go into a track.
Hello,
okay, and
Antonia.
I would like to say before you go, I'd just like to say, you know, I don't think Dr. Alexander is the type that will mislead you, but I will say this. I do appreciate her coming on for a person who has nothing to benefit from this except for trying to get out the word the best she know how to. Thank you very much, and I appreciate it. Next person, please.
Good evening, Antonia. This is Genesis Amaris Kemp. I'm calling in tonight to congratulate you on your 9th annual being on the radio. That's incredible. I want to salute you for what you do here on the network, as well as the other history-making things that you are going to go on to do. So I just wanted to be short and brief, and that's what I wanted to congratulate you on.
Well, it's nice to hear from you again, Genesis, because I love what you talk about. There are nights that I come on and I try to hang in there, but I have all the respect in the world for the content of your conversation, and it's very fruitful. I appreciate you appreciating my 9 years because not everybody gives you your kudos when you have something like that as a milestone to make. So thank you very much, Genesis. Sorry I had to ask you to be brief, but I thought it was being an opportunity to have something addressed by the good doctor who had to go. But and you have a wonderful night, Genesis. When do you come on again and what night? And explain your information, please.
My pleasure. My next show will be in 4 weeks. I just had one not too long ago, and I changed the format where I do news hours plus my gem segment. So I will be back on the air on Monday night on March, and I could give you the exact date. And the whole premises behind my show is to talk about topics that are motivational, inspirational, as well as educational. And my
wonderful.
Next show will be March 14th.
March 14th, she said, everyone. Look forward to hearing you, Genesis. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. All right. Next caller, please. If anyone would like to call in, we appreciate your responses.
Yes, this is, first of all, this is Patrick Cab, and I wanted to, of course, congratulate you on your 9 years. I called in for that specifically, but once I started hearing the conversation, I'm ready to have this conversation about I wish a good doctor didn't have to leave, because I wanted to just converse with her about the topic that you had, guys, were having about the vaccine. It's where you're right, get vaccinated, not get vaccinated, personal choice. You make your choice. Personally, I have decided not to get vaccinated, and here's why. I have had COVID. I got COVID back in September and was hospitalized, never had to go on the ventilator. But I got I got COVID from someone who was fully vaccinated and booster shots. So I think the fallacy is that people tend to think that if you get vaccinated, you cannot continue to be a carrier of the virus. You can absolutely still be a carrier even if you don't have the symptoms yourself. The other misconception is that, if you have the vaccine, it means you won't get as sick. Well, while I was in the hospital, there was somebody who was sharing the room with me who was fully vaccinated, who was just as sick as I was. In my community that I live in, I've had 6 people fully vaccinated who have passed. So when people say that you go by the numbers, there are certain numbers that they only want you to know. And those numbers are favorable for the vaccine. They don't tell you how many people who have been vaccinated who have died. You won't never get that accurate number because they don't want you to know that number, because they want people to get vaccinated. And they want people to get these booster shots. Why? Because it's a pharmaceutical wealth train that they're riding right now. These pharmaceutical companies are making these vaccines, and they're getting paid for it. Somebody's getting a kickback for every booster shot that is given. You must understand that, and whether you choose to believe it or not, that's up to you. But I'm telling you, people are getting kickbacks from these booster shots for every shot, for every vaccine. Somebody's getting paid. That's why they want you to keep getting these shots. Whether a person gets it or not get it, that's irrelevant for me. You know, I have people hang with people who are vaccinated, hang with people who are not vaccinated. But to you to say, because of the numbers, you should. The numbers are not real numbers. They will never, the numbers that they give are only for what they want you to believe. Go ahead. I'm going to step back because I like this.
Let us know your full name.
Oh, this is Pastor Kevin Perry, I'm also one of the ONE. I can't hear you. Sorry.
Oh, what is your exact name and what night and what have you? And we will both converse a little on that matter, if you don't mind, because I respect what you said, and I can understand why you say it. But what is your name again?
Oh, this is Pastor Kev. I have a show every 4 weeks. I was just on this past Friday, as a matter of fact. My next show, I 4 weeks from Friday. I don't have the calendar right in front of me, but you can count.
Okay, you can count. We don't mind. Okay, you have a very soothing voice. I just wanted to mention that. So that make people probably a little less skeptical about all that goes on, because you're coming from your heart and telling them the truth as best you know it. And I just wanted to say, I did hear similar information to what you have mentioned, and, you know, nothing surprises anybody. You keep in mind, the good doctor, you know, she's not on the board of budget. She's not trying to be naive, but it is not her job to put out the negative or downside of things. She's actually trying to save lives. She is one of the more positive people. I don't gather that she have any stock invested in this because she's affiliated through the church that has, I had managed to recruit through, and Reverend Joe's church. And I trust that she will not tell you anything misleading. When you say they as in some people, yes, they do misrepresent. Then there are those who are they that care enough to let you know they don't want anything to happen to you. The same information she tells myself, she tells Reverend Joe's basically his congregation. I don't want you to ever feel as though that you have to feel compelled to do anything, or Sister Bessie or anybody, including myself. But we all know where to draw the line for ourselves as far as we're concerned. Let's just hope that when the time comes for anything to occur, that things will be more favorable than not. And I thank you so much, Pastor Kev. And I look forward to hearing you and your soothing voice and the way to be able to console us through the Word of God, all of what you do. And we're going to keep in mind that there are going to be fluctuating numbers and ratios of what goes on. And we'll pray that everything will get better before it gets worse. Thank you, Pastor Kev.
Hey, you're welcome.
The only reason why I want to go is because I believe we have another caller.
It's okay. Pastor Kev?
No, I just want to say, you know, my comments were not in any way to attack the good doctor. I understand exactly what she's saying. I appreciate everything that she's trying to do. But there's always two sides to every coin. And then we sometimes when we know, as we say, for the truth, there's three sides to the truth. Love having conversations. I love having conversations, not to debate, not to argue, but this is how information is disseminated. When we can have conversations and we can present both sides of an opinion so that people can make a qualified, educated decision on what they're going to do with their lives. So congratulations to your 9 years, because I know that takes commitment and diligence to last that long. And I'll continue to support you. Please support me. God bless. Good night.
Thank you, Pastor Kev. And, of course, this is the reason why this young lady should be in the Hall of Fame. This is the type of show that we need more often on WBNN. It's not confrontation. It's dialogue. I love it. This is what I've been in this business for a little longer than, you know, Tony, almost 10 years. This is the type of show we need at this time. And, of course, you know, I get back on the Wheels of Steel, because you know what? I love you better.
This is for my number one.
This is hard to say. I want to make sure I go about this in the right way. Cause lately I've been busy a lot, and I know you don't feel appreciated or whatnot. I used to tell you that your hair looked fly, kiss you slow and stare in your eyes. Now I talk real foul and slick. Every other sentence is you make me sick. Back in the days I was your number one pick. Now your heart's half broken and that's hard to fix. I had to dig deep inside myself, cause I can't see you bouncing with somebody else. It's a long journey back to the place we was, when I was too embarrassed to admit I was in love. And you was my good girl that wouldn't give it up. I can't let her self-destruct.
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining your ways. I'm gonna love you better.
When I think about the things we did, and I think about you having my kids,
And I think about her sharing a crib, losing all that, God forbid. You deserve flowers and candy, the simple things, in addition to the SLs, baguettes and rings. Instead, I walk around like I'm a king, and having you ain't nothing but a thing. I even stopped telling you the loving was good. Too busy fronting in the hood. Baby girl, hold me tight, don't ever let go. I'ma do it real gentle, baby, nice and slow. One more chance, baby, and don't say no, cause I got another side to show. Some say love is painful, it helps you grow. Well, it's time for the pain to go, you know?
Baby, smile today,
yeah.
Cause I've been imagining all day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna love you better.
I love you better, baby.
You're soon to see it too. Just when you think there's nothing else I can do. And I'm gonna love you better.
Do you think I'm meant to hurt you?
No.
Do you think I meant to hurt you? So let's laugh together, cry together. God willing, we gon' die together. Do you think I meant to hurt you?
No.
Do you think I meant to hurt you?
No.
So let's laugh together, cry together. God willing, we gon' die together. It's a brand new me, a brand new you, a brand new day. Sky so blue. Hold my hand while I walk with you. Sit on my lap, let me talk to you. No more games, calling you foul names. Acting like females is all the same. I'm gonna love you better, my mentality changed. From this day forward, I'll never be the same. I'ma rub your lower back, share my dreams. I love you, let me show you what I mean. Give you the deepest love a girl ever seen. Watch you sleep so peaceful and serene. A toast to the queen, you're back in my life. But this time, I'ma do it right. Trust me, from the bottom of my heart, nothing's gonna tear us apart, I promise.
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining all day. I'm gonna love you better. In your dreams, you'll see it too. Just when you think there's nothing else I can do. I'm gonna love you better.
Do you think I meant to hurt you?
No.
Do you think I meant to hurt you? So let's laugh together, cry together. God willing, we gon' die together. Do you think I meant to hurt you?
No.
Do you think I meant to hurt you?
No.
So let's laugh together, cry together. God willing, we gon' die together.
Tony, you there? Okay, let me see, try to get her electronic technicians together. All right, but on that note, I'm so glad to have the people that are there. You are. I'm so glad to have Tony. This is how it was back in the good old days of Beverly Nation. You know what I mean? Where our hosts come on and have a good old time, right? We've been here a long time to know that, right? We've seen them come and see them go, right?
Oh, yes, we have.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we see them come and see them go, so it is what it is. So we are the authority of who stays, who tries to do a good job, and see what goes on. 9 years with this young lady. Next call, we're going to take these callers on. So what we're going to do is, that's how it's going to go. Next two callers, and then my track, and then we'll bring the next caller on, Tony, right now on these WBN communication networks. Here we go. Caller, you're on the line right now, Antonia Batts, an informational guru.
Hey, peace, peace, and abundant divine blessings. How you doing tonight?
Oh, peace to you. How are you, Bakatoon? And I would like to know that if you're enjoying your evening and hearing what you heard so far, I trust that you will have something very fruitful to offer. So how was everything?
I would definitely do my best. Right now, I am so honored to be listening to you tonight, and this is about a celebration of a woman. Since I've been a part of ONE Dynasty, I have always regarded you as my highest upline, especially when it comes to information, especially when it comes to intelligence, and I also want to add resilience. 9 years, and this is just what you have done for us in our great company. Not only have you provided those attributes for us, but to the listening audience. And that's what, that's exactly what I think of you. I'm looking forward to assisting you with your forthcoming booklet. I'm looking forward to also meeting you in person one day. And again, to me, you have always been my highest upline. I definitely want to take time to say happy anniversary. Thank you so much. From me, yes, Huni Barkatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. Wow. As far as the good doctor, thank her so much for taking her time to come on our show tonight with the greatest intention, because that's exactly what it's about. In the end, we're going to make the final decision, those of us here at our great company and those of us throughout the world. You can only be influenced so far, but I will add this to it. In the end, you yourself got to make the decision whether you want to do something or not. No one else is going to decide for you. Someone else can try to influence you. But the individual you got to make the final decision. So that's the only thing I want to add to that. And I know other people might want to call in, so I want to take time to say, again, I love you. I appreciate you for all that you have done, especially even before I came on this company almost 5 years ago. Okay. So now, I want to say congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee, Antonia Betts, on your 32nd WBNN All-Time Connection record with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. Now, what better way to honor one of our greatest by getting a championship for all of us tonight? Thank you so much.
Thank you, and blessings and peace to you too, brother Huni Barkatun. He is the International Hall of Fame winner of the year 2020, and with his wonderful experience in broadcasting, he has had myself to go up against, and he won honestly, fairly, and squarely. Just wonderful to hear from him, because I appreciate that response so much. And he said that it's for us to decide. He didn't take it out on anybody that he doesn't know. And considering that, I really am so happy to know that she cares about us enough to come over here. And I asked her at the last minute. She's a very, very, very busy person, besides the fact that she's still taking care of her mother. I don't know how she does it, but she does it, and she still manages to come based on her call of duty as an expert and a person who's of sound mind and basically people like ourselves, Brotherhood. And it's wonderful to add you to that list of people who share similar qualities. God bless you. And it's always good to help. And yes, I look forward to seeing you too. Sorry I missed out on it, the opportunity when you were through the city of Philadelphia the last time down in the Reading Terminal restaurant, the Italian market, I think they call it. But nevertheless, by all means, it will be appreciated to greet you and to, give you that long lost shoulder to shoulder hug. We've always looked forward to it. God bless you, and you take care.
All right, we'll go to the next caller. We'll go to the next caller right now. Celebrating the 9th anniversary right here on these WBN networks. We are, of course, doing things on YouTube and video, and as well as the radio. The next caller right now, come on in. I believe it's a new intern, Miss Antonia.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. I am a newbie here, Antonia. First of all.
Yeah, pleased to meet you.
Two things. Number one, nine years is amazing. I can only hope that I last half that long. And
okay.
Secondly, to take on such a topic as you did tonight, kudos to you, my dear. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I just caught the tail end of the doctor and what she was saying, but it's I think it's fabulous that you took on the topic and you have people calling in about it. Excellent.
Thank you.
And
you are so wonderful. But go ahead, please.
No, thank you. I don't really have a lot to say. But I wanted to call in and just share the excitement with you that you're actually having such a wonderful anniversary. And are you in the competition for the Hall of Fame, or are you already a member?
Well, not yet. Mr. John Monforto, she has been nominated. That's a great, great, great gift. We're hoping for her to be enshrined this year. And the greatest thing about it is that she's had, getting to those steps to get there. And why don't you tell people about who you are, John, and what you want to do this week?
Okay. Yes, I am John Monforto. I am a multiple celebrity impersonator, an actor, and a singer, comedian, writer, blah, 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 all kinds of things in the entertainment industry. And my first show is this Thursday at 9:30. And basically, I am going to be living in the entertainment genre, all types of entertainment, and my guests will most likely be from the entertainment community as well. But I'm very excited to be a part of the family. And thank you for setting the precedent.
Well, I would say like this, Antonia, in my Sullivan impersonation. Well, we're here on our stage. Will we have Rocky Balboa come out here, right here, on the Sullivan Show, don't you know?
Oh, I know you were going to do that. You know what I'm talking about here. Come on, brother. Oh, this is her show. I don't want to steal no thunder. Let me. How you doing, Adrian?
That's his voice. Oh, my God.
One of the feathers in my cap, Antoni, is that I am a very lucky man who is considered the Philadelphia official. Philadelphia Rocky for the city of Philadelphia. So I am I'm proud to have that feather in my cap, and hopefully maybe you'll call in and say hey.
I sure will. Before you go, real fast, you wouldn't have been present at the Veterans Parade this past
Yes, I was.
And do
that
you remember
me.
Taking a picture with a woman?
I took a picture with a lot of women.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure they couldn't bring
Tell me that
from
you and I had a photo together. Did we have a photo together?
I think so. I asked about where you
wow.
You looked so much like Rocky. You said you were taller and you were better looking. Is that the response you recall making?
That's
I'm sorry,
crazy.
I
that would be
you
me.
On the spot.
Hey, yo, it's
yeah.
the truth.
And
it's
that was
it's
you.
The
yes,
truth,
I considered you good looking as well. And it was,
oh, thank
Tony,
you.
Tony, her total recall,
yeah.
Tony's total recall is crazy, John. That's crazy how
That's
she brought that up right here, right here, right here on these WPNN stations. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
That's
I'm telling you, John, you grow into a great dynasty right here, man. We're going to bring our former commissioner on real quick. But we want to thank John Monforto so much for calling in and being part of this dynasty. We love you, man.
Thank you. God bless you guys. I love you, too.
You, too. Same here. Talk to you Thursday.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Here's the next caller
thank
before
you.
My track.
Okay. Next caller, please.
Hey, Antonia. How are you tonight? And congratulations. I just wanted to stop in and congratulate you. I don't have anything
thank
that
you.
I want to say. I'm just humbled to be up under your midst. To be a part of these great WBNN network, being able to follow in your footsteps, and you're definitely paving the way for a lot of us to come after you. So thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do.
Now, who does this lovely voice belong to, please?
This is Angela from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I have a show.
Angela.
Actually, I'll be on... February the 9th. I mean, March the 9th. I'll be on March the 9th. I'm sorry. March the 9th.
Okay.
Yes.
That
the day
is
after
a,
January.
Which night?
March the 9th.
You're
the
between.
Day after January. the day before Huni.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't miss
thank you.
Anyway. Always good to hear from you. And I tell you, Angela, I love your pleasantry. I love the content of your show as well.
Thank you.
If I turn to it, believe me, it's worthwhile listening, which I usually do. Can I stay awake? That's the part that I'll, until I get my turn to talk, that's another question. I do my best most of the time. I look forward to it this time.
Thank you so much, Angela. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Okay, well, and Gozy, the track we're waiting for whenever you're ready to.
After I pose for the photos, address the press, I take a rest to let my rhymes digest into my brain. To sustain and cultivate it, take a penny for my thoughts, from copper I go plate it. Enrich my mind like wine till I find what I need to receive with speed, perceive blind. Fold it, I take the mic, I grab it and I hold it, then I walk through it, talk to the crowd, yo, I sold it. You bought it, you thought it would work, but the record went gold. It's so jerk, I'm worldwide. From girls I hide, not gain no way, but they all wanna ride. Mine, they bring me roses and wine, but I hate cheap sex, so next time. Come correct like an intellect. Okay, do you hear what I say? Check yo, on the rhyme I'm a lyrical droid, and whosoever shall front shall be destroyed. The lyrical composers I produce are legit. My name is Special Ed, and yo, your name ain't. And I'm powerful in my state for mentality. Taking MCs, yes, of any nationality. Blitzing them, pissing them, off I'm pissing them. Making them solo, George won't be kissing them. You got tact, face the facts. Now where's the jokes and all the wild tracks you made before you got slayed by the Slayer? Special Ed and DJ Action on the record player, chillin', still in the back, just maxin'. Me in the front, to be blunt, I'm taxin'. I'm taxin'. When I'm on the mic, I make MCs wonder how I don't make the follow. Bleeps or blunders, I'm foolproof. I'm foolproof too, I got the Uzi for the Koozie, but the hands are for you. I give a fair one, because I never like to scare one. Unless you got a vest and a gun, I like to shoot out. I like to have a rootin' shootout. If you like to kick, I got the steel toe boot out. Cause I'm malicious, vicious on the mic is how I am. And I always do as I like, cause I demand the utmost respect from you. Because you should give respect where respect is due. To Special Ed, that is my name and that's the title I hold. You're gonna get burnt if you wanna get bold, and I'm ready. I let the others call me Eddie, but for you it's Special Ed because I said so, spaghetti. And in the meantime, break out the six packs and cool while I rule. Cause I'm taxing. A Brooklyn jam. There's one you might like about a mic and a man. Well, I'll be meditating, then I'll be waiting for the victim. If they slam, then I slam them and kick them. Bite the face, then I taste them and lick them. Like prey, I slay, take a brick up. Brick them, yo, I'm not the typical. Massive and large, I'm humongous. But the youngest in charge in combat, I contract your souls like crack. Decompose my foes to the size of cold, because you get all hyped and long-winded. But that ain't it, it's the rhymes that are commended by the crowd as they start to cheer. With the Cisco, the blunts, and the 40s of big stimulation is what helps my creations. You know I get mellow before my presentation, because it helps my rhymes to flow through like water. A quarter brew on second thought, a few to release all the heat that I kept when I was sober. So now it's sober, step aside, and by my rules abide, protest. Yes, and I suggest you hide, cause I'm coming. Humming the song of redemption, making stacks, taking tax exemptions. You start to fiend, scream, and then holler for a cigarette. As I get your last dollar, I'm taxing. Using Ajax and waxing, MCs with the fleas in their backs and behind the ears and up the butt cracks. And keep on till you clean up your action. Stop, hold your nose up like Michael Jackson. Dress like a bum cause you don't wear slacks, and I'm done. Thanks, it's been fun practicing. I'm done taxing.
All right, Tony. Yeah, we're here, Tony. We're always here. Now we got some callers to call in, and of course, before we bring on our deputy commissioner, I have another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the line right now with informational guru Antonia Batts.
Hello?
It would.
Hi, would that be me?
Hello, how are you?
Am I the next caller? I don't know who's on.
Yes, yes you are.
Hi there.
Thank you.
This is Ava. I just had my show on Wednesday, and I just wanted to call and say congratulations on your longevity. And what you bring to the table is just amazing. And I've been listening just a little bit. I don't really have a lot to say tonight. I just wanted to call in and support you and tell you that I'm so honored to be part of the family. I'm fairly new still. And also my friend John Monforto just called in, very good friend of mine. And I wish him success on his show. Yet tonight, it's all about you, Mama.
Well, I appreciate it. That's very kind of you. And thank you. And please excuse my ignorance for not knowing your actual name. And please, if you can, state when you'll be on again and
sure.
what date might be.
Okay. I don't know the actual date offhand. I was just on Wednesday, so it'll be 4 weeks okay. from this past Wednesday. I'll be on again.
Mm-hmm.
I do have it in my phone, yet I'm on here with you. So, and my name is Ava Holly, and it's such an honor and pleasure to meet you and know you. And I wish you much success as you continue your legacy and much success on your nomination.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate the greeting, and I appreciate your wishing me much success. And I also wish you continued success in what you do as well. So thank you very much.
All right. Now our deputy commissioner of our network, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi. How are you, Antonia? This is Chinchilla Donicia. How are you? And happy ninth anniversary to you. And also, happy, and congratulations on your 32nd all-time connection record. That's so very awesome to happen on your ninth anniversary. So I'm so happy for you tonight. And your guest, Dr. Alex, you said her name was Dr. Alexander?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. I was hoping to get on while she was on to chime in on the coronavirus and everything, you know, because over the years, all through the years, I've been like going neck to neck and head to toe or whatever, shoulder to shoulder with the medical doctors because I'm a naturopath, a naturopathic doctor and holistic health practitioner. So. And as you already know, I don't believe in vaccines or any of that stuff, immunizations, none of that kind of stuff. But, you know, some of the things that she said, I just wanted to chime in on because she talks about people being vaccinated and the ones that are vaccinated, how they're safe. They're not safe. And as Sister Betty Bessie already pointed out and also Pastor Perry pointed out as well, that people with the vaccine have been getting infected. Mm-hmm. They've been dying. And the government, of course, they don't put out that information. They don't want people to know that information. And being someone that used to work for the government, I know, like, all the tactics that they pull and everything. And with this pandemic, you know, it definitely was created, as Sister Bessie said. As far as herd immunity is something that they tried over in, I think it was Switzerland, one of those countries overseas. They tried herd immunity in 2020 when the pandemic first started. And they thought that they were successful with herd immunity. And then the herd immunity was that 70% of the population had to contract the virus in order to obtain herd immunity. So now here in America, you know, they're calling herd immunity with the majority of the people being vaccinated. That's not going to work simply because of what we're already seeing, that there have been thousands and thousands of people who have been double vaccinated, booster shotted up, but yet they've been in the hospital. They've been on the oxygen machine. They've been intubated. And quite a whole lot of them actually have died. But they're not putting that out there. And also they're not putting out there the severity of these vaccines. There are a lot of them that are causing infertility among women. They're causing stillbirths. They're causing impotency among men. And it's causing birth defects. And it's also affecting the memory. And so many other issues are coming to play now with these vaccines, especially with the blood clots that they tried to downplay in the beginning during these vaccines. And it's so very sad. But the hospitalizations and the deaths, they are real. And they're higher, not lower, amongst the vaccinated people. And in Canada, they had released the government or leaked out, but somehow it got leaked out, and I have a hold of it, of their statistics and everything from what's happening with the percentages of the people who were vaccinated and those who are not vaccinated. And just as it is in Canada, it's the same way here in the United States and across the country and across the world, should I say. In Canada, their report says that a total of, like, over the span of 7 days, there was a total of 4,231 people who were hospitalized with COVID-19. And in those 7 days, what they saw was 1,367 of the people were not vaccinated, 208 were partly vaccinated, 2,656 were fully vaccinated. And then out of that, it was like seven out of 10 that were being hospitalized were from people that were fully vaccinated. And then the deaths among the vaccinated were also higher than those who were not vaccinated. So this whole vaccine thing, Pastor Perry said it pretty good. You know, it's about dollars. Big Pharma, of course, created these vaccines. You have countries all around the world that are paying for these vaccines. So Big Pharma, they're making a killing, and they're also killing people, millions and millions of people.
I'm going to tell you a little other thing, but I respect everything you have said, Chinchilla. And it would be so nice if we can actually get hold of those statistics visually so we can be convinced that we're getting statistics that are official coming from the source that they do. Because, you know, I trust that you do mean well, and I trust that a lot of what you say have a lot of credence. But I can also say that this, none of us are perfect. One thing, Dr. Alexander, I don't get the impression she's one of those types that'll try to deceive people. I didn't bring her on the show for people to attack her, because guess what? I don't care what their background is. I'm going to defend this lady, because she is not the type that'll come here to try to deceive you. If I thought she was deceitful, I wouldn't have asked her to come on. I trust that you have some type of documents. It would be nice if we could all see these documents and the records that follow it. So,
Dr. Perry and Antonia meant well,
but I'm going to tell you something. It would be very good not to attack a person when they don't know of these particular people's intentions. There are some people out there who are deceiving people and who are maybe dealing with the financial side of things in a negative way. Things will cost in case if they are correct. And there will be times that you can always go to a particular medical board, challenge what your findings are and the sources you got from those findings, and it will be an opportunity for them to hopefully, truthfully, be able to defend what they know or what they have. If they're not correct about something, by all means, do bring it. But I just don't want Dr. Alexander attacked, because that's not Dr. Alexander's intention. And I'm not going to let somebody
constantly badger her. Right, I understand that. Yes. And this my
right.
comments
That's
my
all.
Comments clearly were not to yeah, my comments clearly were not
Thank
to attack
you.
Her, but it's to give right. my point of view and what I have found
okay.
out. And you know, and to me, like mm-hmm. doctors are doctors, and she may have good intentions, but to me, doctors are mm-hmm. doctors, no matter what their color are, they all still wear those
right.
same white lab coats. And so many black doctors have been totally misled and bamboozled by the government because they're believing what they're being told by the government, by the CDC, by the World Health Organization, mm-hmm. and by these virologists and epidemiologists. You know, so they're
mm-hmm.
going by what they're hearing them say, and a lot of them are believing it. Then you have some doctors that are not believing that, you know, but so
right.
they're going, she's going by, of course, what she's been told by the CDC. And I understand
Thank
that. She is a white lab coat doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to also realize mm-hmm. that the government, they had lied to us in the past. They're still lying
yeah.
to us about what's going on with this virus. And these new variants, the new variant, the BA.2 is a sub-variant
right.
of Omicron. Which is
but did you notice that
Omicron.
She already said that? But did you notice she already stated that
Which
historically?
Part?
That she did. She stated about historically
Say it again.
How she's familiar with things has been deceptive in practices along some time, and she tried to be honorable
mm-hmm.
enough to present that. And I tell you, some people won't even take time out to, you know, rectify that about how historically things have went awry based on, you know, however it was presented. But she took the time out.
Yeah.
And as a result, if anything,
yeah.
I would appreciate if somebody would say, thank you very much, Dr. Alexander, taking some of your time. It wasn't like you were on the payroll to do this, but you felt as though you were doing the right thing. It's for you to make the decision. But that's okay. That's where I come in just
yeah.
to say, Dr. Alexander, her intentions are well. And I thank you, Chinchilla. You did have quite a bit of information that may have had a lot of validity to it. But it would be wonderful to see those things visually as well for those of us, but we're at a disadvantage. We're on radio. God bless you. And I thank you so much. You're
all right,
always
thank
a person
you. And again,
that
happy
I'll be
anniversary,
in the future.
Antonia.
Okay.
All right. We'll go to the next caller now. Let's go to the next caller. Caller, you're live right now with Antonia Batts. And informational guru. This sounds like old school Belly Nation to me tonight.
Hello, Antonia. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Mo Garman? Very nice and unusual name.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to call and give you a heartfelt congratulations to your well-deserved success, and I hope that you continue to succeed in the future. And I'm going to be very brief and just say you've made one heck of an accomplishment in 9 years, for 9 years.
Thank you so much, Mo Garman. With that being said, I gather you have been on the network at a certain given amount of time yourself. I would like to ask, what is the content, you know, of your type of broadcasting, or does it have just a specific content? Whether if you do or don't, you're always welcome. And tell everybody, please, what time and day. Well, by the way, everyone, Chinchilla, you can catch her every Sunday. She is the lead news broadcaster with accolades that follow her and well-earned. And I'm sorry, Lo Garman, back to you. Please tell us your information.
Yes, my show is titled Breaking the Silence. My next show is on February the 25th, this Friday, and we'll be talking about thriving beyond the abuse. That's what my show centers around, domestic violence and abuse and things of that nature, and we're talking about thriving beyond the abuse. That's the main gist of it.
Wonderful. With that being said, I'm sure it's full of content that would probably overwhelm people who never thought of using that particular venue to add a lot of consolation to people who need to hear the content of whatever you have to offer in exchange of information. Well, everyone, she said this coming Friday, Lo Garman, Breaking the Silence, you know, surrounding domestic abuse, and I'm quite sure additional topics that you wish you could tune into. Thank you very much, Lo Garman, and I appreciate your congratulations.
Take care. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
All right. All right. We're going to the next caller. Let's just wait and biting at the bit right here on WBNN. Calling on line right now, Antonia Batts, an informational guru.
Antonio Batts, this is Terrence Strunk. I just want to say congratulations. How are you doing this late? How are you doing this evening, young lady?
Oh, Terrence, it's always a pleasure to hear from you because I tell you, you have never been a disappointment, making sure you pretty much support people and as much as you possibly can. And Terrence, it's always a pleasure to hear from you, hon. So with that being said, thank you very much.
Those are kind words coming from you. You know, when I hear you talk, Antonia Batson, just heard you talk about 5 minutes ago, I just appreciate your wisdom and your analysis and even you asking for the facts. I mean, you bring that attitude to this network to where, you know, everybody wants to be a talking head and everybody got their perspectives and viewpoints. But I love the fact that you hold us accountable for the facts and saying that, you know, wait a minute, you know, there's a lot of noise out there, but what is your data? You know what I'm saying? And I really I really appreciate that about you. And congratulations on your connection record. You've been here 9 years. Like I've told you before, you're an example to me about discipline, stick to itness. You're an inspiration to all of us. And I just want to say congratulations.
I'm sorry. You know how it is with the exchange of phone lines, the airwaves. Tell everybody when and where to catch you and the content and the title of your show.
I'm not sure what the title of my next show is going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be something. But my next show will be on March 15th, the Know Your Right Show or Spirituality New. Yes.
Okay, the 19th of March, everyone. Make sure you're there to hear Brother Terrence because I'm quite sure he has a lot of spiritualities that can help you feel at ease when you hear what he has to offer. And I really look forward to hearing Brother Terrence again because his demeanor has always been consistent and it has always been something that you can receive a lot of soothing information about. And I wish him the best of luck in the future as well. Yes, I wish all of you the best of luck. And I thank you for the appreciation. And you have a blessed evening, brother.
All right, all right. Now, of course, we want to hear from our reigning commissioner of our wonderful league at this time.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little feedback back there, Tony, on your line. I'm going to close you off a little bit. So you get that fixed. But, of course, you know, our reigning commissioner at this time, Miss Ebony Dawn Starks. You're on the line right now with informational guru Antonia Batts. Okay.
Hello. Hello. How are you, Ebony?
Hi.
Hi. Ebony Dawn Starks is the name.
How are you tonight?
All right, and you? I was just going to ask you to tell everybody your name, your full name again.
Oh, that's okay. My name is Ebony Dawn. My last name is Starks. I have a show every fourth Thursday called Strictly Business with E. Davis as the business analysis, and I'm also the current commissioner of WBNN.
Wonderful. Okay, everyone. Ebony Dawn Starks, she knows her stuff. That's all I can say. And you heard her mention that she deals primarily with business, strictly business, which is the title of her show. Ebony, please tell us again, when will your show be again and, you know, coming up?
Okay. So last Thursday, the 17th, was my show. And it will be on this coming March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day.
Good.
And a very special show, because Antonia Batts, Sister Bessie, and Brother Huni Bakatun will be a part of that show. And for a show that was really interrupted, Antonia, back in 2019, yeah. And it shouldn't have been interrupted because of situations with hosts that were disrespectful, and I terminated them. We're going to go back into talking about Gary, Indiana, Antonia. Talk about the last successful black convention politically. And it's a shame that almost, ready for this, 50 years later, we have not come together, right, Ebony Dawn, to come and right. have a basis to where we can help our children, help our communities. You know, and Tony's going to be part of that panel. Sister Bessie will be part of that panel, Honey Bakatoon, as well as our commissioner. Please join in for that night. It's going to be a great night. I will be giving you my journalism and my thought processes to something that is near and dear to our heart. You ready for that, E. Davis?
I'm definitely ready. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right, Tony.
I see.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, thank you. And the date again for that will be?
March the 17th.
Okay. All right. Well, with that being said, see you on St. Patty's Day or evening, and look forward to, you know, hearing what you all have to discuss. Have a wonderful night, Ebony.
And now we go back to our next track and to our final call tonight right here on the Celebration of Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. Hey, Gladys Knight.
I won't.
Listen, listen, we're still celebrating right here at WBNN. Of course, the wonderful Antonia Batts, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee. And we're going to take our last caller for the night, and then we're going to my go-to time, and then the last thoughts will be for Antonia. Caller, you're on the line right now.
Thank you. Hi, how are you, caller? Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
On the line. There you go. All right.
Hello?
Hello, this is sorry. This is Ricardo Richard. I was just calling, you know, like everybody else, to say congratulations on the 9 years. I know this is, you know, a milestone, so I just wanted to say thank you. I feel like the show tonight was just, it was very informative. Definitely to hear the different sides of, you know, who's vaccinated, unvaccinated, and yeah, just overall was a good show, and I just wanted to congratulate you again.
Oh, that was wonderful, and I thank you. I was wondering where you were. Not that you had to be present, but I really appreciate you showing up for more reasons than one. I noticed that, you know, you have a bit of a reserve side when it comes to discussing those of us who've been around for a while, especially me. I really appreciate you just saying that, you know, you called to congratulate me and so on and so forth. If I'm not mistaken, didn't you say you had a knack for fashion or something like that?
No. My show is more so like, it's more faith based and more so about and then I dabble in like entertainment and as well. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. Well, with that being said, everybody, you get a more let's just say subtle personality coming from this young man. He has been very faithful in trying to make his mark on remaining relevant with what, you know, we do. And Rashad, make sure you say your name for me, please. tell me your date you do and, you know, and basically you said faith-based. Is there anything else?
Yes, my show is Trenton Makes. I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. My show will be next Monday. It's just a follow-up with my other guests that I had last week, and it's just called Checking In. So I'm excited about that, and again, thank you. So everybody stay tuned.
You're welcome. You're welcome, and it's always good to hear from you, too. Okay,
thank
everyone.
You.
With the wonderful accolades and the congratulations and just everybody knowing that my intention was good to be able to talk about Russia, so I'll do it in my wrap-up. But we're going to pray for the people,
right?
Because God, if it was us, we would want the same to have done for us. Please go ahead, please.
Yes, indeed. Well, I will say this too. The narrator of that show, someone always likes to get on. Can you mention me? Calm down, Chichilla. I got you. And it's going to be narrated by Chichilla Tonicia. I just want to make sure I mention the panel of that show. Of course, it's going to be narrated before I go into my journalistic theses of that show. But, yes, it's going to be a great show talking about, you know, Gary, Indiana. And it's very, very important after 50 years of not having that voice. So appreciative to all the people who's gonna be part of the panel. But it will be narrated by Central Denicia on that night. And like I said, E. Davis will be part of that panel, even though it's her time slot, but the four panelists again will be Sister Bessie the Truther, Huni Bakatoon, Antonia Batts, and E. Davis on that night. So it's a very, very important that we make sure of that. And, of course, our deputy commissioner of our network will be hosting that show with our reigning commissioner being part of the panel. So that's very, very important. And, of course, you know, we have someone that's very, very important to our network. And she is a lifetime achievement winner of the International Radio Hall of Fame, number one. She is a Anna Waddell Award winner for our network. And most importantly, the International Net Radio Broadcasting in Shrine for the class of 2019. Antonia Bath, you here from Jerry Petito tonight.
Hey, girlfriend. Hello. Oh, my goodness gracious. As a conclusion and another wonderful welcome person. And how are you doing, girlfriend?
I'm doing so good. Congratulations. Oh, my gosh, you're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well,
so,
with that being said, I'll take the congrats. Oh, go ahead, please.
No, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you understand how important you are to all of us? Like, do you ever look in the mirror and say, I'm worth it? Because you are a true hero, and you need to be able to do that because God made you that way. And when you accept about yourself, you're honoring God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, that's most important. This night has been special. Everybody that was supposed to call in tonight did. And, you know, thank you so much, Jerry Petito. And all the people, Sister Bessie Truford, man, let it off tonight. And, you know, I love the fact, I love that, you know, that abrasiveness. I love it. That's what it's all about, man, sharing opinions, even though y'all talked over each other a little bit, and that's what we don't do. But I appreciate Sister Bessie and Pastor Perry and Deputy Commissioner Chinchilla Jay, Reigning Commissioner Ebony Dawn Starks, our former commissioner, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, you know, Mo Garman, you know, Sir Griffin Award winning, also like Chinchilla, Tara Strength, you know, and Ricardo Richard, and all the people that count that, right? Even Laura Shaw called in tonight to listen. John Monforto. It's so wonderful to see the people to call in tonight and to share what this has all been about. Let me say something to all of you. Antonia has been part of a network that has done great things. Her first show, you know, when she came on, only garnered 1,900 people on the 27th of February, 2013. Tonight, it went over 13 million, okay? And that's amazing in itself, you know, garnering her 32nd all-time connection record here at this dynasty. Commitment, longevity, resilience. It's her name. I wish, you know, we have people right now that have been here for 4 or 5 years. And, you know, that's the key to everything that we do on a constant basis. And we must be able to understand the gift that we have in broadcasting. It's a gift. It's not to be micromanaged by people. It's not to be micromanaged by people. And they mean well. We have a gift to be able to let people understand who we are on a constant basis. That's the key. I want to thank Mr. Boston, who called in tonight, listening. You know, I want to thank the wonderful Andrea Presley, who called in tonight to listen. I want to thank someone that I really love and respect, Dar Henderson, call in tonight to listen. And, of course, Jennifer Morris Kemp was able to speak tonight and listen. There's many, many different people that I want to give honor to, not just one person. Paul Sampson tonight, that I love very, very deeply. You know, Van Meadows, a lot of people, okay, in the sound of my voice. I want to thank you for reaching out to me. Chelsea Downing reaching out to me to celebrate Antonia. Precious Patterson reaching out to celebrate Antonia. A lot of people on this line tonight love Antonia. Simeon Myers. So the people who just come by lately don't understand the people who have, you know, been on this network, been a part of this network, that love Antonia Batts. You know, and the great, most missing more than anybody else that listened tonight, Miss Ricky R. Jones, who I know Antonia has a lot of respect for, reached out to listen tonight. And, of course, I've heard a lot of shows. And understand, people clock me all the time. And understand, I'm always great. You know, and I never come late. For someone like Antonia to be on this network for more than 9 years, literally, it would be the 27th that she, you know, that's the date. But when you go into a new year, it is what it is. Just like many people that wait for the Hall of Fame. But the key is that we have to be consistent, and we have to bring something to the table. And that's the key. That's the key to everything that we do at WBNN. And we must be great on purpose and have love for each other. I challenge our hosts. Where's your family? Where's your friends? Why don't they call in to support your shows? Or are you inviting them to call in to support your shows? You know, people that say that they're down with you, are they really down? Do they really love you? Let's get back to the old school. Let's get back to what we do on a constant basis. Let's get back to loving each other, supporting each other, like the old school Beverly Nation. See, me and Tony understand that. Do you? WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Ngozi Time at Twitter and Instagram, also Pinterest. And on Facebook at Oladele Malaya Ngozi. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? Oladele.ngozi.my.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, O.M. Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all our listeners at Armed Force Radio Network. Join us and in for tomorrow's programming. The only host intern show featuring Lois Shaw at WBNN, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Also at www.blogtalkradio.com. And let's end our programming tonight with the wonderful and outstanding and example to all, and I mean all of you, every single one of you that's on this network, she's your example, highest example. Don't get big-headed, because you ain't been here long enough to be that way. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2020, Miss Antonia Batts, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I just wanted to say my intention of bringing Dr. Alexander on was just to present the information she receives as a person who's not only certified, but whose intentions are good. Whatever goes on outside of her, it would be best to approach those people with the way you feel about something. But I will never bring on somebody for somebody to challenge them. It'll be the same if it was your mother or your father, and I were to bring them on. I would like for them to receive the same respect as anybody I bring on, so you can understand what their intentions are. But to let her know, you know, you had your reasons to be skeptical, that's one thing. But she doesn't know the emotional content you feel. You express it, okay, and it's time for any of us to move on. And or if we choose to take on certain things that are available out there medically, we make decisions. I make decisions that don't coincide with things outside of COVID, whether if I felt as though something was good or not good for me. I strongly suggest not only you, myself, anybody, still give a basic courtesy to someone. Well, they're not even your physician. We can understand it. But keep in mind, they are the very people that may be the person who can save you in the long run if you take into consideration they don't go to college and, or, you know, be out there in the world for as many decades as this woman has and come through life not knowing enough to try to share something with you. Plus, when they come with credentials, they're not saying they're God. They're coming with credentials to try to let you see the route that they travel to at least try to guide you. If you're not in agreement with them, which I have myself, they're not in agreement with some things, but those are things I can keep amongst the people who I feel as though that they can understand where I'm coming from, and I can share with them other things I've heard. But I really thank Dr. Alexander for a woman who didn't get paid today to come on and at least try to be of some assistance at the very last minute and did it with no qualm. And I thank God for her. I thank God for her because there aren't many of them out there that are still like that. But about the Russian and Ukraine war, not because I've been in the military, but more so we have people out there who are about to be converged upon or who have been, the removal of a president, you know, that's pretty warfare-ish. People are very leery of warfare-ish behavior. We've seen enough wars, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, World War II, Civil War, and bodies laid down in graves because of people wanting to conquer stuff. That is stuff from the medieval age. When does civil behavior begin and end? We want to see what it's like to live in a society that wants to deal with things that are more important than war. We'd like to see people deal with things that deal with the economy, the environment. Speaking of a deceptive practice, the economy. We're being told that the economy at this point is the way it is. Everything is hitting some all-time highs with inflation. And in the process of all of that occurring, there are people who cannot even afford food. There have been people who had went into stores and sold out nothing, no clothing, no other. They coveted nothing except for food because we're being told the economy is being affected by the truck drivers or the lack thereof. There are robotic trucks or electronic trucks. They're talking about putting out there on the road sooner or later. Whether or not that will be, no, we have Canada who's at war with the issue involving the trucking situation. It shouldn't be that way and used to make sure that we do not have food like everyone else. We have minimum wage that still have been promised of people going up a minimum wage, but like it has been said by Eastern Service Workers, they are not living minimum wage. We have bigger fish to fry. And arguing with somebody about it is not going to do anything except for bring deprivation, more challenges to people who do not, who are the have-nots. It's going to bring to the table people who are going to be forced to go into jail because you know why? They felt compelled to put on their children and their table, people even without children. And if this is such a civilized society, somebody is leading us really astray when it comes to that matter. So put that on your list of things to discuss if you would like to make sure you want to be heard as well. There's going to come a time I may not be present on this station. And if that does happen, I want you to understand. I want you to start thinking in terms of what it takes for you and yours to do what you have to do without having to be compelled to turn into criminals in order to be able to get food in your children's mouths and your mouth, because that is ridiculous at the rate the inflation had grew. It's the worst probably I've been alive, and God knows who and whatever else. When they're talking about cashless society, let me tell you about that cashless society. I'm not going to tell anybody not to take advantage of it. Sometimes it's justifiable to have it for those who want it. You know, carrying around credit cards and things of that nature can help save your life. If somebody tried to rob you, maybe they'll get mad because they don't have you don't have a few dollars in your pocket. Consider that that would be something that would be deviant. I heard it takes more money to make it the cash than it does to not make it. Well, let's consider this as well. The people who already got their money in a society and benefited from the cash society, tell me something. tell me the pros and cons. It was worthwhile for you to be able to do what you've done so you can get what you've got. Please don't take advantage of people just because they're appearingly at a disadvantage. If they're trying to earn a living wage, trying to keep the economy going, let's be honest sometimes, because there's too many people out there who are dishonest because they feel as though they don't have nothing to lose. So with that being said, I would hope that you all make the best decisions for yourselves and keep in mind the first three callers who had their opinion. Those are your opinions. Not only the good doctor, but I have mine when it comes to my personal self. I don't have to discuss it with everybody to make sure that you understand that I have a feeling I will be wearing a mask at least, if nothing else, in the future for a little bit longer than it is suggested. So with that being said, you don't have to do it, but I will say that much. With that being said, I hope and pray that all of you understand, regardless of our opinions, we're going to still have a need for scientists and scientific research, contrary to what we may think, because if something happened and somebody has to roll into the ER room, not associated with COVID, and they find that they have a need for a physician who is willing to extend themselves, don't bite off your hand, how to say, bite off your nose to spite your face and challenge them while you're in the need of, don't challenge them if you know that they are doing a diligent job and they care about you. I'm not saying be as sympathetic with everything and believe in everything that's being told to you, but at least give them the common courtesy of being heard. And if you don't like it, walk away from what's being offered in a way you would like to be handled. Thank you very much, and that's all I have to say. I wish everyone out there the best. I thank you for congratulating me for my 9 years. And with that being said, have a good night, okay? Good night. Thank you.